This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Nearly 17,000 homes on tribal lands still need electricity hookups. A majority are spread across the Navajo Nation, where climate change makes it harder for families to keep cool. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel highlights one program that's changing lives.
It's a scorching hot morning in the Navajo Nation. A sun-baked desert painted with red rock mesas, green junipers, and a vast blue sky. In the foothills of Navajo Mountain, Leland Tomasio is standing outside his home, trying to catch a breeze.
We have a metal roof on top, you know, so all that heat just kind of builds up inside and it just cooks the place up inside.
That wasn't always the case, but Tomasio says the reservation feels hotter each year.
It's really hard. Sometimes we get in the vehicle, we'll sit in there just to cool ourselves off.
The Tomasios are one of 13,000 families living without electricity here. That's nearly a third of the homes on the reservation, which stretches across parts of Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico. These lands are a hotspot for energy sources, like coal, oil, and uranium. But private companies have used them to help power major cities in Arizona, Nevada, and California.
That creates this situation where you would have these large-scale transmission lines moving hundreds of megawatts of electricity across a reservation above homes that are lacking power.
That's Andrew Curley. He's Diné and a professor at the University of Arizona who focuses on energy extraction and production on tribal lands. He says in the 1930s, the federal government gave loans to utility companies to connect remote areas and farming communities to the electric grid. But
when it came to tribal people who were left behind on reservations, electrification was not something that the federal government was prioritizing.
A Navajo utility nonprofit started in the late 50s to help change that. But progress has been slow since then. A land dispute with the Hopi tribe led to a development ban across 1.5 million acres for several decades. And getting a home site lease approved and accepted for electricity development can take years. Curley says that's hurt the Navajo economy.
A lot of our most productive laborers, workers in blue-collar, white-collar work, moving out of the reservation into the cities where there is that kind of economy, you know, where they can participate.
So come on in.
Yeah.
Back at the Navajo Nation, the Tomasios are standing in their kitchen. A coffee maker and microwave are on the counter. Paulette Tomasio says they've never been used.
We're like, oh, you know, someday this will be on. You just put in popcorn in and get it ready, you know, turn your coffee and all that stuff. You wish you had all these stuff and you're like, oh, these are going to be on soon.
She then points at the stainless steel fridge tucked against the far wall.
Even this refrigerator, this is a fake refrigerator.
She says they try to preserve meat and dairy in coolers filled with ice, but extreme heat makes that difficult.
Recently, we bought food, right? And so we usually bring them back in the ice chests like this. This is what we get already melted. You cannot keep food here, meat or anything, or else it ends up waste.
And the nearest grocery store is more than 100 miles away. So when they buy meat, a big expense for a family of nine, they don't take any risks.
You have to cook it right here when you get back home.
But days without a refrigerator and air conditioning are now over for the Tomasios. Their home was one of 170 on the reservation that got connected to the electric grid this year. That's thanks to a mutual aid program called Light Up Navajo that relies on private and federal funding and volunteer workers.
That just brings tears to my eyes. And like every morning we get up, and I just always think to myself, I'm just waiting, wait, one day this will come.
And now she says heat-related stresses no longer consume her. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Next week, we'll hear more about people being helped by the Navajo Nations program. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.